listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie. Welcome to the podcast edition, exclusively on the Listener app. And this is our weekly chat with Murrumbidgee Police District Inspector Glenn Smith. As he is to do every week, he keeps us informed on all the jobs making news from the local boys and girls in blue who do a remarkable job across our region. This week, some great news from that 22-year-old Tarbogan man who went missing. Police wanting our help to locate a wanted man known to frequent the Griffith, Leeton and Narandra areas. And police are appealing for witnesses after a Narandra house fire. Let's find out some more. Here he is, Police Inspector Glenn Smith. It's Freddie and the boys. 12 past 7, Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Matt Collins for your brekkie. Good morning. All thanks to our mates at Dom's Motors. The all-new Mazda CX-60 and CX-90 are in stock right now at Griffith Mazda. Head over to the website, griffithmazda.com.au. I'm going to give you the next clue for our Choco Chase. Where are these hypothetical eggs today? But first, in the studio, let's say good morning to Murrumbidgee Police District Inspector Glenn Smith. Good morning to you, sir.
G'day, Matt. G'day, listeners.
Mate, you have had a massive, massive week. We're going to find out some more about it. But just quickly, our second clue in today's Choco Chase. The first one was history comes alive. And the second one, the second clue, is old school. Old school is the second clue. Any ideas where these hypothetical eggs are hidden today? What landmark in the MIA? Give me a call, 133353. Speaking of old school, Inspector, how are you?
I was just about to say, was that comment about old school a segue into me? Very hurtful.
Well, you haven't put your phone on silent. Only old people would do that in a radio station. Goodness me. All jokes aside, it has been some good news across the weekend.
Mate, yeah, we had some great news on Sunday afternoon. After, you know, we'd been out searching since Thursday for the young 22-year-old man missing from Tarbogan at about 6 p.m. He was located by SES personnel and brought back to the command posts, and mate, everyone was very relieved. So
I would only assume in your line of work, when someone is missing for a number of days, the hope starts to wane the more the days and days go on. And I can only assume, with nothing but respect when I say this, that those hopes might have been starting to get a little too thin.
They were. We always try and keep upbeat and keep searching. But, come Sunday afternoon, I was myself and a few of the others were getting very concerned and worried. And so when he was located, it was a fantastic feeling and a great relief. So,
yes, indeed. And you've got to give some big thank yous, I would assume.
I do. I've got a big thank you goes out to all the volunteers from the SES and RFS who came and searched over the days. They give up their time to help out and they do an outstanding job. Not once did I hear them complaining or, mate, they were just there. They were happy to do whatever they were tasked with. They were out there traipsing through the bush, searching areas. Fantastic. And also a big thank you to all the family and friends of the missing fella. They came and searched as well over the days and did a great job as well. So.
Well, it's hard enough for your SES volunteers and the Rural Fire Service, but when it's family and friends that are helping out, I mean, they've got that extra burden of an emotional attachment to the missing person.
They do, and quite often, they're chafing at the bit to get out there, but things have got to be organised, got to be structured. We've got to give them GPSs so we can track everywhere they've searched. Mm. They've got to be briefed. There's a whole lot that goes into it. And actually, a big thank you goes out to the we had a couple of guys come down from police rescue, our search coordinators, Landsar trained. So they're the ones with all the stress on them. You know, they're the Johnny in the hot seat trying to organise everything. All inquiries go through them. So.
A great result, Inspector.
It was a fantastic result.
Well done to all involved. Now, hopefully we can get a similar result with this man, 37-year-old man, that's known to frequent the areas of Griffith, Leeton and Narandra. currently wanted, but it's important to note that members of the public should not approach this person.
No, so we'd like to have a chat to Jonathan Bright. There's an arrest warrant out for his for him. So his photo is up on our Facebook page, the Murrumbidgee Police District Facebook page, as well as the New South Wales Police Force page. So if anyone comes across him, if they can give us a call at either Griffith Police Station on 6969 4299 or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000, and you can report it anonymously, but yeah, we'd like to catch up with Mr. Bright and have a chat.
The number again for the Griffith Station, 6969 4299.
That's correct.
And finally, a house fire in Narendra. Now, there's been reports, Inspector, that this is actually a heritage listed property and you're appealing for witnesses regarding the fire.
Yeah, that's correct. So at 11:55pm on Sunday the 24th of March, police on patrol in Narendra came across a fire at a house on at 105 Lama Street, Narendra. And when they came across it, the house was fully engulfed in flames. Fire brigade attended and extinguished the fire. The structure has been vacant for over 20 years, and at times we believe there's even been issues with juveniles trespassing in their premises, and it's even believed at one stage the kids had set up a skate park inside the building. So we're appealing with anyone with information about the fire to come forward and give us a call. They can do it anonymously if they like on Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.
Just out of interest, I mean, it's been vacant for 20-odd years. There's allegedly kids in there trespassing, yep. A skate park inside this building. I mean, that's unheard of. It's already being vandalised, allegedly.
Yeah.
Will there be charges if it is, you know, that has been put on fire?
Yeah, most definitely. You can't go destroying someone else's property.
But it's already been destroyed in terms of people are in there trespassing, and I guess they're breaking the law as well.
Yeah, they are. But you just, you know, you can't go around. And it's heritage listed as well. Mm. So, again, there's another reason. But, yeah, you can't just go destroying other people's properties.
Well, you can't be setting up skate parks inside said buildings.
Well, that was the rumour. So I hadn't seen it for myself, but, yeah.
You much of a skateboard rider, Inspector?
Look, back in the day, I...
Do a few ollies?
I had a go. No, I couldn't do an ollie. And I had a few injuries. I think I've still got the scars on my arms. So my days of skateboard riding are far from over. In fact, a couple of years ago, I had a go on a rip surf, which is like a skateboard, only 10 times harder.
Yeah, and it sort of wobbles as
yes,
you...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, got it. Rip.
Yeah, my wife has the video. It's... Well, she finds it quite humorous.
Yeah. And you'll find that on the Murrumbidgee Police face. No, you won't.
No, you most definitely won't. Let's just say I end up at the emergency the next day.
Did you really?
With a very sore wrist. So, yeah.
I want to see that footage it's out there.
After a few beers, it seemed like a good idea. And, it wasn't.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Glenn, all jokes aside, mate, it has been great to have you on each and every week for a large number of months now. I know you give up a lot of time, to do this segment each week, but also to humour me when I text you at all hours of the night. It has been a joy. You make Tuesdays a hell of a lot more exciting show. And, mate, he is hoping that long after I'm gone and you actually get a good announcer... that you are still on the show. I'm sure you will be.
Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. And, I think the Murrumbidgee district will be all the worse off without your, I was going to say sweet dulcet tones, but that'd be a stretch.
No, definitely.
Without your voice beaming over the over the air and, as I'm driving to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's been fun and pity it only lasted a short time.
Yes, no, I feel the same. Shall we finish with a joke, Inspector?
Well, yes, and I'll try and maintain the same standard as Damon gives me a 1 out of 0 each week. I get told by a lot of the staff at the station. Every week I get told how bad my jokes are, but we'll see how we go. Why are piggy banks so wise?
Why are piggy banks so wise?
They're filled with common sense.
No, they're going bad. They're going downhill.
I tried.
We love your work, mate. All the best. 7:20 here on Triple M.
The Riverina MI.
A listener exclusive.